Okay, we're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Samach Gimel. For the newcomers, Sefer Amidot is a work that helps us develop our traits. It was written by the Magid Miduvno, who was a contemporary of the Gra, Rabbi Eliyahu of Vilna. And the Gra had a special affinity for the Magid Miduvno. This is a work that that works from the base up on how to build one's character traits, and that's why we're learning it. It's also written by the Magid Miduvno, who's known for his beautiful parables. And that's another reason I chose this work, because he spices up everything he says with stories. So I think it's a very enjoyable work. And so far, the response has been overwhelmingly positive in the short time since we started this. And where we left off, the Magid Miduvno had said, if a person imagines that he was suddenly created, so then... if we didn't take our existence for granted, then he'd ask himself, where'd I come from? Where'd life come from? He began with the parable. He said, if you'd come across a palace, if you'd wake up one morning and find yourself in a palace with servants and everything you desired, you'd ask yourself, where'd I get all this from? He says, well, your own existence is bigger than that. The question about your own existence, how'd I get here? Who gave me all these different capacities to do things? Don't you owe it yourself to ask? That tshuva, he says, on page Samach Gimel, and the answer, if you only look at yourself as a new existence, don't take your own existence for granted, but if you view yourself as a creation that comes from a vacuum, now you're a fresh creation, you will note that there are three points that are not the answer to this question. Meaning there are three answers which are incorrect. When you analyze where you came from, three points should come to mind that you negate these three points. Rishona, firstly, you have to recognize ki ata nimtza, that your existence lo miyicholtecha v'chochacha u'shutcha v'askamatcha does not stem from your own strength, does not stem from your own capacity, does not stem from your own decision, or even your acquiescence. You exist, and you cannot say you chose to exist. You were born and no one asked you. So when we ask, where'd I come from? We have to realize that the first component of this answer is a recognition that I cannot take credit for my own existence. I came to here and I didn't do anything about it. Ki lo chiyavta ata et mitziutcha v'avayetcha v'kiyumcha. You are not the cause of your own existence. You came to be, and it had nothing to do with yourself. And that's, he had quoted the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah said, you were created against your own will. You were born against your own will, and your heart beats, you continue living against your own will. Meaning no one asks you whether your heart should beat, whether you should breathe, whether you should be created, whether you should be born. Before you know it, you're here, and you're breathing, you're a living organism. ונפשך יודעת מאוד כי מעולם לא בחנת ולא השגת, לא שמעת ולא ציווית, אף לא התפללת ולא התחננת ממי שקדמך לבקש שימציאך. And your soul really knows that you never thought about it, you never perceived it, you never heard about it, you never commanded it, you didn't pray for it, you didn't beg the one who created you to come into creation. Meaning your creation has nothing to do with yourself, כי בגדר העין ואף סיית, because you were in complete non-existence before you came to existence. So when a person analyzes his own existence, he has to realize, where do I come from? Point number one, I had nothing to do with it. Meaning, I cannot take credit for the fact that I'm here. Shenit, the second point, teida achar shotamod al inyanecha, ki kmo shayita ayin terem nimtzeta. The next point you should recognize when you think about your own existence is that just like before you came to the world, there wasn't even a seed, there wasn't even a root, there was nothing. Ken gam ata atakezar uchager la'atzmecha. Now too, you're a complete stranger to yourself. Your own existence came to be without your intellect, without your say-so. Well, right now, there's a gap between you and yourself. V'ata mitnehegu mitkayem mibli yecholtecha ushutcha. Meaning your own existence right now is not something that you choose. A person can choose to put an end to it. But to put a continuation to it is not our own choice. You guys with me? וכל חלקי הרכבתך, איבריך וכוחותיך, מקבלים החיות והקיום והשפע. Everything that's living about you, your limbs, your strengths, they accept, they're given this strength, כמו הלב והמוח והכליות, like the heart, the brain, the lungs, והכוחות הנלווים אליהם, the strengths that come with them, וכולם מתנהגים בלא פקודתך עליהם. They all function, and we don't control them. We don't sit here and tell our lungs breathe. We don't tell our mind work. We don't tell our heart work. ואין לך שום רשות ממשלה להסתרר עליהם. You don't have any control over them. להורות לפניהם העניין והמעשה אשר יעשו. You can't tell them what to do. וגם אתה, אחר היותך במציאותך, אין אתה מחייב מציאותך כמקדם. And just like before one's own creation, one has no credit in coming to creation, so too right now one has no capacity to ensure one's own creation, one's own existence. ואין אתה יודע שם הצדבר ועניין ממהותך, nor does one really understand one's own essence. We saw the Ran went a similar path in the Drashot Aran. If you think about it, we're complete strangers to ourselves. He pointed out that King David wrote a whole psalm about it. You ask a person what's inside of him. If he didn't learn in science class that there's a heart, he doesn't know there's a heart. We're complete strangers to our own self. Forget anything else in the world. Ve'echutcha v'arkavatcha, we don't understand the components of our body. We don't understand the essence of ourself. Me'evarim chalukim v'chochot shonot, the different limbs, the different strengths, v'itchalfut peyulatam v'shimushram l'amshich kiyumcha. You ask a person, what functions to keep you living? Does a person know how many different chemicals his thyroid commands during the day? Does a person know that the calcium in his body is governed by the thyroid and the different hormones, and that we don't know anything, right? Our body functions and we don't begin to know how it functions. And even though sometimes you'll learn, you'll know about certain functions in your body, it's only because you learn it, you search, you research it. You learn about your own body like you would learn about something that's completely external to yourself. Right? You learn about it like you'd learn about any other science. It's as though you were learning about your friend. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time. I want to keep these classes short. So, even though we're stopping mid-paragraph, we'll pick up here next time.